Hugh Linden is in Whangarei at the Kakapuruwini Marae in the town centre. The Manawahine hearing pre 1840 started this morning with a porphyry, and this is the Y2917 kaupapa. The presiding judge is Sarah Rees from Taranaki, and too often our patriarchal culture, men are given prominence. This week, the focus is going to be solely on our wahine Māori ancestors pre-1840, and I'm pleased to have Huhana join us, who takes interest in all matters Māori in and around Whangarei, and of course one too that follows in the footsteps of Marae Kura of yesteryear. She's not afraid to challenge the status quo if things aren't going right for wahine Mā and for our people. It's great to have her on the show again. Huhana, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, tēnā koutou katoa.
Who is there today, Huhana?
Well, today is week three of the Manawahine hearings. First week being in Kirikiri, second week at Tūranga Waiwai Marae, and today at Whangarei Te Ringa Parawa, claimants come together with the Waitangi Tribunal to present what is called the Takapō Whariki, or the Tuā Papa, to the Manawahine hearings that will roll out. This is a kaupapa inquiry. It's national and it's open to anyone who wanted to file evidence around te mana or te wahine. As you mentioned earlier, as the Takapō Whariki or the Tuā Papa, we're looking at our prehistories before the signing of te Treaty o Waitangi, te mana, te tapu, te ihi o te wahine, ngā atua wahine Māori, ngā kōrero of that generation, and reflecting on who they were and our concepts around the importance of the role of wahine alongside our tāne. So we've got a full whare today. Waitangi Tribunal is here, led by Sarah Reeves, and we've got our hau kāinga, claimants and our legal counsel have gathered to commence the hearings.
It's interesting stuff too. You'd know most of the people there. For our listeners, can you just clarify the mahi of the tribunal? Because we were also reminded that they weren't hearing cases pre-1840. How is it that they are overseeing this kōrero?
Yes, so the Waitangi Tribunal is an independent judicial inquiry, and they provide the opportunity for our whānau, tangata Māori, to tono on historic matters, which we have been completing our historic claims, and then also kaupapa claims and contemporary claims, because there's still breaches of te tiriti or Waitangi occurring in this modern day. In terms of the kaupapa inquiry, the Waitangi Tribunal wanted to seek to understand our traditional understandings of the role of wahine. And so that's why they've gone deeper. They've the Takapō Whariki, if we think about the Takapō or the Whariki that's in our wharehui, it's the mat that we have in the whare, and it provides the opportunity for kōrero to be presented that may not ordinarily get presented. If we do go to 1840, we're definitely focused on the breaches of the Crown against te tiriti and against our whānau hapū iwi for manawahine. But the tribunal sought to stretch back. Let's look at pre-treaty, our prehistory before colonisation, our traditions, our tikanga, our stories of yesteryear and of old, ngā kōrero nehe, as the basis or the foundation for us to then to talk about the breaches. Myself, I'm a claimant in Manawahine, but it's around local government issues, so that's much later on in the piece. But they wanted to go back and invite kōrero around tapu, around mana, around those tūpuna and ancestors and atua in terms of getting a greater understanding of things Māori and our understandings of the important place that wahine had pre-colonisation.
Kia ora, Huhana Linden with us here today. And of course, we don't have one blanket viewpoint from wahine Māori of today as well. So some of the issues that you feel need to be challenged might differ from the wahine presenting next to you. You're going to focus on local government. I was intrigued when your kōrero came out about our Māori women ancestors. There might be some unity in this thinking, though, that they weren't just someone's wife, as is described often on pukapuka of the time and even of contemporary books and references today. The Dalada was the life of, the wife of. Talk to us more about that, where, you know, that the writers of the time saw wahine as just some sort of add-on.
Yes, certainly if we reflect on the way with which, you know, it's often focus on the uretariwa or on the male lineages or on the place of men. If we think about the native land court, often it was the men who were given speaking rights and women weren't. So those things will be addressed within this inquiry, not in this week, but it will come because we're looking back traditionally before Te Tiriti and He Whakaputanga. But certainly, yes, we see within the documents that have been written, we are told, you know, the patriarchal lines are those that are given mana through colonisation, through religion and those writings of old, but then also in the way that land was given too. And I have seen within our own families where our tūpuna wahine were told, you know, you can't speak, you're not the landowner. And she said, well, yes, nōku tēnei whenua, those are my cows running on the whenua, that's my farm and these are my uri. I am the spokesperson. So, you know, reaffirming, I'm the matriarch here and I'm the kai kōrero. So that type of kōrero will definitely come out through the duration of the inquiry, as well as other struggles in terms of having wahine Māori voice heard. So at the moment, we're looking at our prehistory and then we will get into some of those chunky areas around the breaches. So it's setting that foundation around, actually, we were partners, we were equals, he mana orite, he taurite, te mana o te wahine me te tāne, just we are the same but different, and we have different mana. And then what happened when the crown came, when the breaches of Te Tiriti started rolling out and continue to roll out. So that's what the examination will come in the mana wahine hearing. So it's an exciting time, but we can't forget our tāne alongside us, our husbands, our spouses, our siblings, our cousins, who are all contributing or who have been a part of lifting up the voice of wahine in this contemporary time as well.
Huhana, how inspiring is it for you to see some of our foremost wahine thinkers and scholars, academics, and even legal minds all converging on the marae today? Give us a bit of a name drop too, because you say it was a full house, it will be. You know a lot of the wahine who will be presenting. Share some names with us, if you'd be so kind.
Yeah. So today we have Whae Ella Henry, she'll be presenting. We've got Auntie Titiwhae Harawira presenting. So this is all pre-Te Tiriti kōrero. I myself as a claimant, I'm not speaking, but I've invited my father Pierre to speak in terms of the whakapapa and those important lineages that are wahine and those important wahine who married their husbands. So who were those ki wahine and those marriages that brought about a lot of the hapu o ngāpuhi? Throughout the week, we'll also hear from academics such as Hene Waipomare, the next generation. You know, she's a public health leader here in Taitokiro, and she's going to be speaking. Really lucky to have cousin Duku Wai Tipine Allen speaking later on in the week. And these are traditional understandings. Paparangi Reid has submitted my auntie Hannah Maxwell in terms of her PhD studies, and arts is presenting in terms of our local kōrero here in Whangarei. So I'm really excited. You know, Hilda Harawira, Awayatu, Awayatu. Many have put their hands up and are participating in this week's hearing and are claimants. So the kōrero will roll out over a number of weeks.
And it's going to be very interesting too, the kōrero that is shared. So what's the ultimate goal here for the rōpū?
I think, you know, as you've mentioned, we've all got different kōrero or different goals, but ultimately we want to put forward to the Waitangi Tribunal, this is who we are, this is who we were pre-Te Tiriti, pre-colonisation, and this is how it's ended up now. So, you know, we have a lot of evidence going on file in terms of the disruption, in terms of the battle and the fight. And certainly it will be about looking at those breaches and how to give serious voice and meaningful voice to Te Hunga Wahine moving forward. So the recommendations will be important. I think it will help in terms of that structural change that is required in our country, but also as a fact check for ourselves as Māoridom, in terms of what we have lost or what we have forgotten, and then how do we reconcile what will be shared through the hearings to give mana to all sides, hunga wahine and hunga tāne, moving forward.